we just started getting things together and ended up leaving around, you know, 8 o'clock at night. We got here around 3 in the morning, got a couple of hours of sleep. Luckily, the weather was, you know, cooperated. We didn't know what we were going to encounter with all of the warnings and all of the schools being closed with this huge storm. So we were really fortunate and woke up this morning. There was a little change in plans, so things were a little hectic for a while. But we made it to the stadium and just got the wings cooking and dropped as soon as we got in. And I think we made pretty good time, given the circumstances. So this is actually my first time in Cincinnati, so and I wasn't expecting to be here at all. So it's just been really amazing to see the Buffalo community come together over this. And then connecting with Cincinnati's community has just been amazing. I mean, the support from the Bills and the Bengals to even get everybody working together to put something on like this has just been incredible, really. I know we had about 1,400 wings, gallons and gallons of blue cheese, like 30 pounds of carrots, something like that, pounds and pounds of celery. We loaded it all into a huge pickup truck, and we were worried about things freezing with the conditions. And we did have a little bit of ice, but everything luckily thawed out in time. But yeah, we just loaded up a pickup truck and fit what we could. It's really amazing to be here to connect with the Cincinnati community after, you know, all the hype around the game and the teams. It's really incredible. I'm a teacher, so being able to be at a high school right now definitely holds a special place in my heart. It's just really incredible, and feeling the support of Cincinnati right now is definitely something that I'll never forget.
You know, we were playing the game for ourselves and for our organization and for our fans, and we knew going in whether we win, we weren't going to the playoffs, and you know that was disappointing. So, but for something good to come out of, let's say, a bad situation or a disappointing situation, it's pretty cool to see, especially in this day and age. And that just shows you it's always bigger than football. I mean, their fans donated like $350 to Andy's organization, another $50 to Tyler's youth football, and then these wings, they're going to help these kids out. So, you know, it's just real cool, and it just, you know, puts things in perspective sometimes. But but next year we want to be the ones, you know, sending wings to other places and actually playing. So, but it's just cool that something good could come out of a disappointing situation. I just came from the stadium. I had a workout. You know, I'm trying to watch my weight, so I think I might sneak one or two, but I might grab the carrots actually. But you know, it's the off season. You got to be smart.